I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Just want to let the listeners know, coming up at 8:45, we have tweaked what we're going to do to give away the Caps tickets for the NHL Stadium Series.
Yes, coming up March 3rd.
That's a Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We're going to play Caps Survivor. So we'll have 8 donks on the line, and we will do it Survivor style. Last man standing will win the tickets. And then we'll do it again, because we have 2 pairs to give away.
I'm cracking out questions as we speak.
Oh, do I have to come up with some?
Yeah, everybody does.
Everybody can work on questions.
Oh, I forgot how that game was played.
If head coach Trotz has any questions he'd like to throw on Cap Survivor, we would gladly take them.
Yeah, we need some trivia questions, Coach.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
By the way, Coach Barry Trotz is driven by Lindsay Lexus of Alexandria, a fabulous facility, top-line customer service, and amazing selection. The ultimate hat trick at the only Lexus dealer inside the Beltway, Lindsay Lexus of Alexandria. You'll love it at Lindsay. Morning, Coach.
What's up, Coach?
Just listening to you guys this morning.
Hey, Coach, I know this is no excuse, but I just as a coach, when you're watching a team play and you're playing your third game in 4 nights, all right, obviously every team has to do it multiple times.
But they're doing it a lot right now.
Yeah. How soon into the game can you just tell – we're just gassed. We just got no legs. Or can you tell at all? Maybe not.
Usually you have to get through the first 10 minutes, I think. And you see if your team's got any juice in the legs. I would say, yeah, you got to get through half of that first period.
Halfway through the first period.
Halfway through the first. And then, I mean, is that something you guys talk about during the intermissions? I mean, how do you guys address that?
Well, yeah, obviously managing the puck will save your legs a little bit if you're, you know, pushing it north a little bit. We just try to get guys, you know, the lines rolling over quickly when you're playing three and four or back-to-backs, and see if you can get everybody going. And generally we talk about if you manage a puck, it's a lot easier to play on the offensive side of the puck than trying to defend and take it off someone. So we talk about puck management a lot, especially with when you're playing back-to-backs or multiple games.
Ovi's at 594 career goals. I thought his goal last night was going to help propel the Caps to tie the game in regulation, but that didn't happen. Tampa scores less than 2 minutes later as Kucherov uses his no-shot move on Holtz. Did all the air get sucked out of the bench as that goal went in? Because right before Tampa scored, the Caps were applying a lot of pressure on Vasilevsky. I thought you guys were going to get the equalizer there.
Yeah, I did too. I thought we were going to get it tied up, and that's what, you know, Tampa has a couple of those players like Kucherov and Stamkos, and just as we have Ovi and a few guys, we, you know, quick strike, and that's what happens a lot of times. You have a lot of pressure on the other team. They get a save or a block or you... you know, you're just pressing so hard that they get a two-on-one and it goes the other way and they score. So, I you know, our game last night was actually a pretty good game. Even the first period, even though we were down 3-0 in the first, we made 3 mistakes. They capitalized on 3 of our mistakes. But the first period, I thought we were pretty good. Second period, I thought we were very good. And even in the third period, I thought we were very good. But we just didn't, you know, get the save when we needed it, or that goal that we right at the end to get it tied.
Coach, Cakes just mentioned the no shot or no move goal, and that's something that I guess Holpe faced in the All-Star game. How frustrating is that for a goalie that they get beaten by a play like that?
Probably a little bit frustrating because you know, obviously it happened in the All-Star game. You know, I didn't know if he as a goaltender, you're just reacting, and it's something that I've only seen really one guy successfully do it multiple times, and it's Kucherov. And that's probably what frustrated Holtz as much as anything. And above all, you know, Holtz just wanted to make the save. He knew that he makes that save, we still got a lot of time on the clock. We maybe can, get it done. And that's probably more frustrating than even the Kucherov move, that he wasn't able to make that save.
I'm sure Ovi doesn't talk about hitting the 600-goal plateau, but that's rarefied air that he's about to get into. Talk about that accomplishment that's looming. He's going to get it during this season, I mean, unless he goes on like a ridiculous drought goal-scoring-wise. Talk about him and the march to 600. He should get it within the next few weeks, I would think.
Well, I think so. Ovi's been playing really hard. He's been skating really well. He's been putting pucks. He's been by far our most consistent goal scorer. He's been the most consistent goal scorer in the league for a number of years. And, we talk about, team goals all the time, but there's certain things that happen in this game, being, guys getting, to 600 and stuff like that. Those are accomplishments that they'll look back on their career, and guys that have played with Ovi and that will recognize that it'll be a special time also for the fans too. See a scorer like Ovi get to 600. So he's pretty focused on playing well every night, and the goals will come if he plays well. So, but it's pretty amazing that he's going to get to 600. It's pretty amazing how quickly he's going to get to 600 compared to other people.
Mm. Coach, talk about this schedule you're in the middle of, right? Is there like 11 games and like 19 nights or something like that, like every other night or better than that? This is a grueling, grueling part of the schedule for you guys. How do you manage it?
Well, we just try to – we haven't practiced a whole lot. It's just trying to manage the energy, see if you can, drum up the energy every night. And the funny thing that adds on to a little bit of our trip is, like, we just came off a week road trip. We got back, the night before. We played last night. I'm heading to the airport in a couple hours. We play in Florida, come back. So it seems like an extended road trip. So you're either on a plane or you're playing. So there's not a lot of practice time. It's about managing, your energy, being able to play, and trying to stay healthy. So we've got to get string a few wins together. We've put some really good games together. Even in Winnipeg, when we lost in overtime, I thought we played for 55 minutes to play a really good game, probably our best game in Minnesota that we've played in probably all year. Then we went into Chicago and absolutely laid an egg, probably our worst in my tenure as a coach here. And I thought last night against a team that was sitting waiting for us, that needed the game as badly as we did, we had a good effort. So our efforts there, we just got to string some wins together.
Coach Trotz, as you talk about being on a plane a lot and traveling a lot here in this stretch, I think we've asked you this before, but does Coach Trotz watch movies on the plane?
No, actually, Trotz, I watch either game film or prep work probably 98% of the time.
Mm. How often do you find new things, like things that you haven't seen, things that you haven't harped on? Because it's got to drive you nuts. You're probably seeing the same stuff that you harp on all the time. It's kind of the nature of it, I would guess.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think as a coach, you want to find answers why you're having success or why you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking at, everything from a tweak in the lines to maybe finding something in a player's game. We've got right now Ovi's been our most consistent scorer, and then after that we've had some guys on long droughts. Guy like Jacob Perana, you might look for something that maybe will get him going in the right direction, just scoring. He's playing, we found trying to connect the dots with the young guys is, here, show them the process of how you're going to get to those areas so that put yourself in a position to score goals, or maybe there's something in a guy's game, you see some frustration and you sort of point it out to him, maybe show him a couple of clips where these are the things that are frustrating me as a coach or you as a player where you're not getting any production. So, and then systematically looking at stuff, which ways we can maybe go with our hockey team.
Coach Strauss, the new addition to the squad, Michael Kempney, comes in from Chicago for a third-round pick. He didn't see the ice last night. What's the plan for him going forward, and how long has Brian McClellan had his eye on this addition?
Well, we've been obviously we're a team that's in a cap situation, so our window of defensemen and types of defensemen because of the cost is probably a little bit limited. And we've probably been looking at Michael for I told Michael this probably 4 or 5 weeks that we sort of had him on our radar. We started checking him out in terms of his play. Different members of the coaching staff looked at him. Obviously, Brian and our pro scouts looked at him. I've kept an eye on him. We felt that he can bring a lot of qualities that we could use. He's played at a pretty high level internationally at the KHL. He's played in the NHL a couple of years with a real good organization. He skates really well. He has a good stick. He's probably more of a defender than he is a offensive D. But we think he's a really sound defender that can really help our group. This year, we haven't been really sound on the back end like we have been in the past, and it shows at times in our game. And I think he'll be a settling type of influence. People, probably not a big name out there, but I think he's going to be a very effective player for us. So we're excited about having him with us. We didn't put him in last night for the reason that the way we play certain parts of our game, terminology and all that, we just felt that let's give him, we sat with all afternoon with the coaches and he went through systematic stuff, terminology, all that. I got to watch it, got to meet his teammates, got to get the surroundings a little bit, and you'll see him playing against the Florida Panthers tomorrow night.
I don't know this, Coach Trotz, but in hockey, do players actually get a playbook like they do in the NFL?
No, we actually don't hand out playbooks. Football is more of a static sport.
Sure.
So what the players do, we use a thing called Huddle, where they can go on and they can see all our systematic stuff. It's a electronic playbook. I'm sure that football has that. It's actually a football app. And we use that with our players. The coaches sit down, and the players have access to it online if they want to look at it. So I guess there is a playbook, but for the most part, we call it more of a systematic. Our game is more read and react. It's evolving as the play is going on. Where football's more of start from a stationary position, more static, and then you run a play and it stops, 6, 7, 8 seconds later, where in hockey you could be on the ice for 2 minutes. So it's a little different. So it's more like probably a philosophy and how we play in a systematic approach.
Coach, did you get a chance to watch any of the Olympic hockey? Bad loss for, well, not a bad loss, tough loss for the men last night against Czech Republic, and then the women go for the gold tonight against Canada.
Actually, I have not seen any of the men's tournament. I've seen maybe a minute here, a minute there, if it's been on the TV or in our locker room or somewhere in our offices the last little while. Haven't watched much of the men's. I did see a good portion of the women's preliminary game, Canada and U.S. Mm-hmm. And it was actually terrific hockey, and they're gonna play for gold again. So
right,
I might try to find that one today somewhere.
Is Chris Bork still a member of your organization?
Yes, he's with the Hershey Bears,
right?
And he's been a really good player for us down in Hershey, and we were hoping that maybe he could bring back a medal.
Yeah, tough loss. The kid Jordan Greenway, Coach, I think he was drafted by the Wild. That kid's a stud. He's 6'6", 230.
He's a big man. I think he's I'm glad he's in the other division.
Right, right.
Other conference. I think he's going to be a force. He seems to have a little bit of an edge. He's got a little bit of a sort of the Tom Wilson
right.
combination of enough size, a little bit of bite, and some skill.
Absolutely.
Coach Trotz, great talking to you as always. Best of luck in Florida, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, guys.
Yep. All right, thanks so much, buddy.
All right, Coach, see you, man.
Need those 2 points against the Panthers. Panthers are scrapping a little bit, trying to get in a wild card spot.
Why do
need
I
to
know
give them the business.
Why do I know the name Chris Bork, but I look up, and he's only played 51 games in the NHL?
You probably remember Ray Bork.
Definitely know that.
Son,
are they related?
Dad. Yeah, it's his dad.
His pops.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's only played 51 games.
How
he's been around for a long. He's 32.
Yeah,
been around a long time.
I don't know. Just
learned all the
been with Hershey Bears
not
for like 8 years.
Not good enough to crack
all the people
it.
Olympics numbers. That's the way I look at it.
They're mostly numbers. Although somebody sent me a link to some guy that was like Bruins. I don't know. He's like 39 or something. Can't remember who that is.
Oh well, this kid Jordan Greenway is not a number.
Yeah,
he's legit. Silly. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies sports page, fill you in what's going on in the sports world. Keep it here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 8:45, your chance to win tickets to the Caps Maple Leafs game coming up on March 3rd. It's a special one because it is part of the 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series. That game is going to be played at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium outdoors. So we have tickets for that at 8:45 playing Caps Survivor.
Just because Valdez wants to play the Survivor music, that's 90% of the reason why.
He loves it. And then at 9 o'clock, a much anticipated top five that EB has been putting together.
Yes.
I think it is based off of the Black China tape, which was released yesterday or today.
Correct.
I don't know if Black China is going to make the top five, but EB has a top five sex tape list.
And I believe Valdez, Shocker, also has his own list.
Yeah, you guys have nice. dueling lists.
So we can compare. By the way, my number one is a runaway number one. The others are kind of in a battle.
All right,
for
don't give away too
I'm
much.
Just going to say, number one is a runaway.
There's a chasm between one and two.
You ordered yours?
I did.
Do you get hornier for sex tapes or for the Bethesda bagel spread that just got brought to
us here?
It's
a tough call, Cakes. I'm glad you mentioned
it's
that,
very
though.
Close.
Thank you so much to the people from Bethesda Bagels. They're just unbelievable. Of course, he always hooks me with the salmon.
There's no way Randy Quaid made your top five, right?
No way.
No, I tried not to do a bit, although I do have one in here that you're going to mock me for. But, I mean, it's a 42-minute long tape, and it's just pretty good. So.
Wow.
Oh, I think I know. Oh.
You always think you know.
I think I know your top.
All right.
Well, do that. My top is a runaway.
Don't give away too much.
Have I seen the top?
Is it Red Sox highlights?
That would
it's
be the top.
Your
By the way, to bring it full circle.
Not your tape or Skippy's tape. Or
Skippy had a good one, too.
Any of my friends.
Go to BethesdaBagels.com for all of your information, including catering.
Yes, they do
Grabbing
catering.
A big get-together. They're perfect for that.
Yes, very cool. They hook it and get their tuna.
You can get a fruit salad that's three times bigger than my head. My head's pretty big.
Just get their tuna. It's really good.
It's very good.
You have a big head.
You have a big head.
I just remember the bus rides to Roosevelt. Guys just joning that they couldn't see past.
Yeah, and trust me, this was in the mid to late 80s when the anti-bullying campaign had really gained a lot of steam. Bullying was still kind of a thing.
For some reason, I believe it was our friend Dave, who was a big Rams fan, for whatever reason, to joan on you for that.
I mean, I don't know that he had a lot of room to joan, but
he probably had the world's skinniest head.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? It's high school, and you just everybody's looking for the wounded gazelle to go after. Yep. And I guess I was that guy for a while. What are you going to do?
You carried your big green Yonex bag to school every day.
I was quite the student. I had to bring all my stuff back and forth to school.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. Find out what's going on in the sports world.
Just tilted.
Why?
Behind the scenes stuff.
Behind the scenes related, I'm just tilting.
Oh, that's a pain.
People just tilt me.
Mm.
You wonder why I don't like people? Because they are all stupid.
Everybody?
Right. No, it was 85%.
Or just most people.
Okay, 85. Majority. Definitely majority. Mm-hmm. All right, the Olympics. I'm just so bitter right now. The Olympics. Lindsey Vonn raced her final downhill race at the Olympics last night. And she finished third, so she gets the bronze. She's 33. she's going to call it quits at the Olympics. I'm not sure if she's going to race, you know, in some of these other.
Oh, no, she's still going to do World Cup stuff.
World Cup stuff, okay.
Yeah, because I think, again, I read that ESPN magazine, Shocker in the Tub cakes, and with the Jets and everything, all of my oils.
Sure, of course. so many lotion shorty.
She wants to break Ingemar Stenmark's record.
I remember him.
For the most, I think, titles in skiing. She doesn't want to be the greatest female skier.
She wants to be the greatest skier.
She wants to be the greatest skier in
Do they
history.
Make any money on those actual races?
I don't know where she
races.
Is in relation to it.
Well, I mean, I know that she's done very well in endorsements, but the actual skiing, like there are people on the mountains that are watching,
well,
but not that many.
Well, they're not doing it for free.
I get it. But it's not like there are thousands of people at an arena.
I don't think there's
watching them on the regular.
I know nothing about it, but I don't think there's tons of money in international skiing outside of the Olympics and endorsement opportunities.
Right. Well, that's where they're making money, though. But Lindsey Vonn is a multimillionaire.
Yeah. Right, but my guess would be if you're just a rando skier, right? Let's say you're in downhill.
Let's say
for
you're
the weekend.
One of the American skiers that you never heard of, not the Schifrin one, but
so
the
you're
other
not,
one.
You're not racing. In the Olympics, you're now part of that World Cup series, and you have a random race in Austria. And somehow you finish, you upset Lindsey Vonn that day, and you finish in first. How much money are you bringing home?
I don't know. Well, this Italian chick,
it's a great
she's
going
to make a ton of dough, right?
Sophia Goggia.
How much are people paying for tickets? You know what I mean? Like,
well, they're it's endorsements. Like it's endorsements. Cakes is right. It's endorsements.
I mean, there's so many European companies out there that are paying these skiers.
They're
going to
pay you probably. Did they get paid appearance fees to show up at these races? They
probably
they
might.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry. Can you, the bigger names probably
Awad, can you do something besides stuff your fat face? She's getting fatter.
Find out what Lindsey Vonn makes just racing, not the endorsements.
And then also, I want you to find out where she ranks in terms of titles compared to Ingemar Stenmark. Is that the guy's name? She wants to beat that
Was
dude.
He a Swede?
Sure, if you say so.
I feel like he might have been Austrian.
I'm not good at
that. He wasn't from D.C. Yeah. I can tell you that.
He wasn't from Lanham.
All right, so Lindsey Vonn wins the bronze. So
I think he had 86 titles.
Sophia Goggia, who's an Italian, won the gold, who was actually a pretty good friend of Lindsey Vonn's. Anyway.
He's from Sweden. He's so Swedish. He loves Nicholas Backstrom.
Of course, a Swede.
Loves him.
Not Australian or Austrian.
I knew he wasn't Australian. No.
Definitely none of that.
Of course not Australian.
I watched the Nubs, by the way, the Nubs Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
You didn't watch Cool Runnings? You can just watch Cool Runnings to get the vibe about that.
Now, are you
Jamaican
talking about
the
guys or the girls?
I think I might have watched the girls.
Yeah, because they're at the halfway point.
They finished 15th.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how many teams do they have?
I don't know, but there's the Americans have two-man teams.
Yeah. I watched one of them, and one's in first, but apparently they can do better. Because they're only in first by 0.02 of a second, I think.
The Americans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought the Germans were ahead. I thought we were behind.
Oh, well, by the time I went to bed, they were in first.
Yeah, I think the Germans are one, we're two.
Well,
and then another German team is third.
They showed where she, like, missed one of her turns, the driver was acting, and so they skid, and, like, she kind of lost control of it, so they can definitely make up time.
One of those girls, Alana Myers, I think her name is, went to GW. Played softball at GW.
Really?
Yeah. She's strong as an ox. Drabby, what answer do you got?
All right. Ingemar Stenmark.
Right.
Ingemar. He's from Sweden, first off. Yeah. And he has
a way to listen. I said 86 ago.
Well, Cakes, yeah, I think Cakes said he's definitely not from D.C. I'm just confirming
right.
everything.
Thank right, you. Thank you for confirmation.
86 World Cup wins.
All right. I knocked that out.
And Lindsey Vonn has 77.
Oh, she's got ways to go. But how often do they hold those events?
Well, I think all the time because that donk who got from Hungary was in him every other weekend.
Probably a few times a year.
All right. The Elizabeth
5 to 10
Swanee.
A year?
Yeah.
Right. By the way, are you still wearing your Swannies?
I've taken a little break.
You
hard,
have?
It's hard to remember to put on sunglasses before bed.
I just have them all over my house.
You have them like in every room? Yeah.
I constantly bring them with me.
Are you guys actually sleeping better?
Well, my new Fitbit thingy, it tracks it better. So...
I'm pretty sure I'm sleeping worse.
See, this is Bick's way. This is Bick's version of what I do to the EP.
I'm not trying to sabotage it.
When I ask about college hoops to Cakes.
No, I was just asking him a follow-up. You said Elizabeth Swanee.
He asked about the sunglasses, the dumb sunglasses.
Yeah, but you can take over. You have editorial control. Just go to the next story.
Okay, I'm just letting him get his dumb thought out.
There can't be that many good stories on the sports page.
All right, hold on. USA men's hockey. Devastating loss to the Czech.
Nobody cares.
Czechs.
Hold on. Nobody cares.
Devastating to the guys on the team.
Yeah. They can't name. The American people cannot name one player on that team.
You're probably right. Besides Chris Bork, who I just brought out.
And they probably can't
and maybe
name
Jordan
him.
Freeman or Freeway, whatever his name is.
You guys, 8 years with the Hershey Bears.
All right, the women's hockey team playing for the gold tonight, Cakes, against Canada, who we can't beat. Recently, anyway. I know you won't watch that.
You're correct.
So, Caps lose to Tampa last night. Third game in 4 days. We just talked to Trotsky about that. When's our next game, Cakesy?
Thursday night at Florida. Got me salty when Kucherov did the no-shot shot and went right between the wickets of Holtz. Got me a little salty.
All right.
Caps are battling back, and then it was just done. Over.
Still first place in the Metro?
By one scant point.
Pittsburgh.
Over the Pens, yes.
Okay. Again, this is no real surprise, although the NCAA takes forever to hand down penalties. But Louisville, their basketball program, will have to vacate its 2013 national title and the 2012 Final Four appearances appearance after the NCAA denied its appeal of what the school described as draconian penalties levied against the team last year. Of course, everyone remembers the sex scandal and the assistant coach who was paying hookers to come in and take care of the beeswax.
Honestly, listen.
With the recruits.
Now, hold on. Let's slow down here. Yeah. Now, that's a terrible thing. Yeah, obviously, it's a big disaster. I'm not sure that alone. I would think there would need to be, and I forget, because it's been a while since we read about this scandal.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just paying for sex parties and all that and lying about it, I don't know that that's worth losing your national championship for. Now, if it's paying players, definitely vacate it. You're done. Give them the USC penalty, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Right.
But just for a sex party, I don't know if that's worthy.
But hold on. Here's the deal.
I don't care about stripping results. I've always said this.
About what?
Once you've won the championship.
Right.
Like, if all of a sudden they said the University of Maryland were taking away their championship, what does that mean? We already enjoyed it. We had a great time.
It's the memory.
It taints the memory of it, for sure. I'd be bitter.
Oh, it absolutely does.
Okay, but hold on.
But
the game is still played,
so
though.
Sullied.
I know.
The way you really hand down penalties is, and I'm not even sure, I didn't read the entire story. Are they going to reduce scholarships? Drabby, do you know this? Or are they just making them vacate those appearances and pay back the money?
I thought it was just the title.
All right. If they're killing them, he doesn't know. If
could you have more food in your mouth? Bethesda Bagels.
If they're reducing,
like, you just make up answers.
If you really want to hammer the team and hammer the program, you reduce the scholarships and you take them off TV.
Correct.
That's what you do. If you're not going to do that, it's nothing. All right, you're making them take the banner down. Who cares?
A lot was made on social media that I guess Rick Pitino got a tattoo after winning that championship. He had told his players, hey, if we win the national title, I will get this tattoo. And he has an awful tattoo, I think, on his upper left shoulder.
Yes, he does. I saw it.
He's not going to take that off.
All right, Might. So I'm reading down the story here on ESPN.com. The Cardinals also placed on probation for 4 years, which includes scholarship reductions and recruiting restrictions. All right. A $5,000 fine and the forfeiture of any money received through conference revenue sharing from 2012 to 2015 in the NCAA tournament, which apparently could total up to as much as $15 million. That's just a general number, but if it's anywhere in the millions, you know, that hurts. But I think restricting the scholarships, taking them off TV, really kills them.
And remember, the story that came out a week ago is that in the coming weeks, 8 of the top 16 programs are going to have similar scandals like this one.
I know, it's going to be crazy.
Including what they
we'll
say
see.
Are Hall of Fame coaches.
We will see.
Like Rick Pitino.
Hold on, by the way. Do you agree with me that I'm not sure that you should be vacating titles just because there is a sex party or a lot of sex parties?
You can't pay for sex for recruits. You just can't
right,
do it.
That's an illegal benefit.
Can't do it.
Okay, so I'll buy that. But just to be able to, the regular players have
nice benefit.
The
regular players,
yeah, they're already there.
If they run a train,
yeah, I mean,
they
should be penalized.
It's just a no-no.
The title.
It's just a no-no.
But if you're using that as an illegal recruitment tool, and you're, you know, okay, I can buy that.
Is that a recruitment tool?
Buns, absolutely. Buns on your visit.
Yes.
Free buns.
Yeah.
I got a buddy that was recruited by every football school in the country, and he just would check off which one's got the buns. Right on right. on his visits,
right the
and
bands.
Most of them
most
got
delivered,
the yeah, most delivered,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now depends on how good the buns were.
I don't think he cared.
Maybe not.
He wasn't that selective.
Because some of the girls, especially the Louisville, they could have been poo,
right?
Or they could have been selling
college hoops last
know.
Night.
Hey, yeah. Probably pie.
My kids going to school
maybe not.
In Louisville. Louisville's awesome.
I've never been to Louisville. I hear.
But he's going outside Louisville.
Cakes
like.
Yeah,
5 minutes.
Cake still has $335 in his account. He was supposed to bet on Mercer money line.
$337, I believe.
$337. He was supposed to bet on Mercer last night. I told him to bet on Ron and Ray, and he didn't.
I did not.
I don't know what you're doing.
I just sat out last night. It's okay to take a night off.
Man, it was just a big, easy, fat winner.
Are there games tonight?
Of course.
Are there games to bet on?
Of course.
A plethora of games?
All right, but I've given you games. I gave you Maryland against Northwestern.
Understood.
You didn't do it.
No, you gave me Maryland-Rutgers.
I'm sorry, Maryland-Rutgers, and then I gave you last night. You're just losing money.
Just give me another one tonight, and I may play it.
Oh, my God. All right, so Michigan State rolled Illinois. They cover. They win by 20. Ohio State rolls Rutgers. Shocker. They win by 27.
Who's Michigan State's best player?
Oh, it's Bridges. Money. They're legit. I mean, they got Jaren Jackson's kid. He's money. But Bridges is their best player. Rhode Island beat LaSalle by 2 in OT. West Virginia got a road win. They beat Baylor by 11. And Butler, Valdez, I don't know if you watched the game. Butler just boat raced Creighton, which was shocking to me.
I didn't watch it.
Rolled up 93 on them and hit a bunch of threes. I mean, 93, that's a big number. Now, Creighton's defense is poo, but I expected that game to be much closer.
Hey, you didn't mention the Jarvis Landry deal.
Jarvis Landry was franchise tagged for the Dolphins, yes.
I don't really want that donk in his, eight yards.
Andrew
Luck
says that his surgically repaired shoulder is fine. He's not going to need the second surgery. He did say that.
It's encouraging.
And, by the way, this should have been the top story. I don't know why I'm leaving it as the last story on the, on the sports page. It's Tiger Week.
Oh, again?
And Tiger's playing at the Honda, and he's playing down at PGA National, and his tee time tomorrow is during the show.
I get it, but the Tiger Week buzz, it is diminishing a little bit.
7:45.
I can tell by the way you guys talked about it on Monday.
Well, listen,
Tuesday.
I told you I thought he was going to miss the cut last week. He's still not hitting it.
There's so much water on this course, he better have straightened something out at the range during the week.
All right, remember, 9 o'clock, EB's top five and Valdez's top five sex tape list. But next, we're going to play Caps Survivors to give away tickets to the Outdoor Series, the NHL Stadium Series game coming up March 3rd. Caps against the Maple Leafs. You can call in now to play at 800-636-1067. Survivor here. We have a fantastic prize. In fact, we have two pair of tickets to see the Capitals take on the Maple Leafs 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game, which is coming up on March 3rd at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. You can get tickets. They're on sale now through nhl.com/stadium-series-tickets. But we're giving you a chance to win them right now on the Junkies. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. Valdez is going to run the phones. Cakes. We will give listeners 5 seconds to answer because things have changed here on the Junkies since we started Game Show Wednesday 21 years ago or so. People can Google things.
They have technology as their friends.
So 5 seconds to answer the question. We will give everybody a chance in round number one, and we'll see how it plays out. We move to round two.
See if we need to
see who the survivor
furiously
is.
Furiously scribble down more questions as
you
we
have
go.
13.
I have 13 or 14.
I have two.
You have two. Drab t-shirt probably came up with 6 or 7.
Should be plenty.
Should be.
All right, I got a few
contestant.
In front of me.
We'll find out.
All right. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, gents.
Good morning, Dave.
Cap survivor.
Dave, what number does Tom Wilson wear?
43.
I mean, that's just... Well, you just knocked that. We got the
Dave
Caps fans on the line.
Survives. We move to Jamie in Ashburn on line two. Hey, Jamie.
Come on, guys.
I can barely hear the music, Valdez.
Ba-da-doo.
I like to hear it.
You like the Survivor music?
Yeah, I do. It's nice. Who asked the question, Kate?
Jamie, where is Andre Burakovsky from?
Oh, my God.
Does he need country?
Or?
Country.
Yeah, country.
Austria.
He's got to be like Russian or Slovak.
He's a Swede.
Like... He's a Swede?
He has a Russian sounding name, but he is a Swede.
Sorry, buddy.
Nice.
So he is eliminated.
You're fanny.
All right. Let's go to Andrew in Oakton.
Andrew.
Hey, Junks. How's it going?
Hello,
hey,
Andrew.
Buddy.
Welcome to Caps Survivor. The Caps played in the 2015 Winter Classic at Nationals Park. Who was their opponent?
The Blackhawks.
Correct. He survives. He moves on.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Olney. Hey, Steve.
All right, Steve. I've got one here. We just had Coach Barry Trotz on the show, and he talked about the playbook that they use. It's electronic. What is Coach Trotz, what did he say was the playbook that they use for the Washington Capitals?
Oh, man.
It's an app, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I got no.
Do you guys remember?
No.
I wrap my brain a bit, but I remember it. Huddle, huddle.
Was I supposed to have been... I probably should have listened.
Probably.
I didn't listen to that part.
I didn't even listen to those questions just now. Right. Let's go to Brian in D.C. I don't think this is a surprise. He's 99 years old, but Reverend Billy Graham passed.
Saw that this
morning. Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, Brian.
What's up, man?
Peter Bondra played for three other NHL teams other than the Capitals. Name one.
Banzai.
Ottawa.
Well done. You survive.
Look at you surviving.
To play to round two.
Let's go to Kyle.
Kyle.
Should I ask one?
Sure.
Since Drabby did the research?
Yeah, since Drabby did the hard work, the legwork.
Kyle. Ovi is the Caps' career goal leader with 594. Who is second?
Backstrom.
Backstrom.
You're funny.
It has to be Peter Bondra.
Peter Bondra.
We're going Mike Gartner. I think he's third.
He was pretty prolific.
He's up there.
Yeah.
Mike Gartner, by the way, I think has like 784 career goals. I think he's sixth on the all-time list.
Is he a little bit offer?
Mike Gartner?
Yeah.
He has to be.
I think I own that.
100%.
How much is that 1978?
Mike Gartner? If you're sixth on the all-time goal scoring list in the NHL, you have to be a Hoffer.
Yeah, in.
You have to be Dennis Hoff. Right?
In.
For some reason, I bought the entire, when I was a kid, this 78-79 Topps hockey set. How much is that thing worth?
I have no, I'm sure I know.
Huh? Doesn't look like it's too much.
You want to ask one of the contestants how much it's worth?
$1.10.
Yeah. Mike Bossy's rookie card, $23. Is that like? All right, let's go to Daniel in Rockville.
Daniel.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, Daniel. I scored the only goal for Washington in the 7-1 bloodbath lost to Chicago on Saturday. Who am I?
Oh, my gosh. The only game I didn't watch. Eller.
Sorry,
my friend.
It was our boy Whip Tom Wilson lit the lamp for the Caps.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Fredericksburg. Mike.
Good morning, Junks.
Good morning, Mike. I lead the Capitals in assists this season with 39.
Let's go Backstrom.
Wow, surprisingly not Backstrom. Kuzi! 39 helpers.
Kuzi.
39
so
apples.
Only three survive round one. We move to the second round of Caps
survivors. Can I ask one, Cakes?
Yeah, please do.
These are easy. All right, so this is Dave in Alexandria. Hey, Dave.
Good morning again.
Second question for you. I think that one might be too easy. Let's go to number three.
Easy's okay.
Yeah, you're fine with easy.
In 2015, no, what capital was traded to St. Louis for TJ Oshie's hot wife?
The St. Louis, I don't remember.
Cakes?
I think I know this. I'm sorry you're eliminated, my friend. I believe that was Troy Brower.
Well, he's not necessarily eliminated because it's round two.
Yeah,
the other guys have a shot.
They all get him wrong. He's still alive. You might still have a chance here. All right, let's go to Andrew in Oakton.
But Andrew could knock him out.
I got one.
We have two pairs of tickets.
Yes.
So we'll have two survivors.
No, we're going to reboot. Oh. He wants us to reboot. Oh. Clear the lines and reboot.
Smart producing there, Drabby. Look at that.
Andrew.
You.
136 points is the cap single season record for points in a season. Who is it held by?
136. I'm going to go Backstrom.
Got to be over, right?
Dennis Mareuk.
Wow. By the way, Mareuk potted 60 goals back in the
early
80s.
Got to keep Andrew in line. So, Brian.
I believe it was that year. 136 points, 1982.
Mm-hmm. Brian has a chance to win this if he can answer this right.
All right, Brian, I'm going to make you earn it. This is not super difficult. I'd say it's medium. I need you to name one team that Devontae Smith-Pelly played for prior to the Capitals. There are three.
New Jersey.
Correct. Hey, we have a survivor.
Cap survivor. He played for the Devils, the Canadiens, and the Ducks.
Congratulations, on the Brian. You're going to be heading to the Caps Maple Leafs game on March 3rd at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium for the 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game. Very cool. So now we will reboot. He stays on to claim his prize. We clear out the other phone lines, which means we open them back up at 800-636-1067.
Another contest.
And we're giving away...
Sure, we have enough time for that?
Another ticket for Cap Survivor. Well, it can bleed into the next segment.
Well, the next segment is my... I can't bleed into that. That's my celebrity sex tape.
We'll build more drama for that sex tape.
Top fivers. All right. We could just punch them up. We don't care their names. Who cares their names? Just punch them up, Valdez. Line one, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter.
800-636-1067 if you want to play Cap Survivor.
All right. What's your name, my friend? Hello?
Elizabeth from McLean.
All right. Elizabeth from McLean. First question for you.
Elizabeth, fact or fiction? When Coach Barry Trotz joined us about 45 minutes ago and we were talking about the top five movies, he did say that Slapshot was in his top five movies of all time. Is that a fact or a fiction?
Fiction.
Yeah, we didn't talk about top five movies with him, so you are a
nice
survivor.
Nice job. All right, let's go to David, line two. Hey, David, I got it, Cakes.
Yep.
This is butt easy. What Caps goalies are the two career leaders in wins?
Ole Kolzik and Peters.
No.
I'm going to guess Holtby.
Yes.
Yeah, Braden's got to be Ole and
he's number two.
Holtz.
He's got 219 wins.
Sorry, pal. You don't survive.
Only the goalie at 301.
Yeah. You're out of the contest.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, boys.
Matt, who was the Caps head coach prior to Barry Trotz?
Adam Oates.
Correct. Well done.
Let's go to Nick. Nick, I got one for him, Cakes.
Hey.
This is butt easy. What 90s Caps player had the nickname Net Detective?
Ole Kolzik.
Oh,
come on.
Incorrect. Oh.
Who was the pet detective? Ole Kolzik.
Right.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
All right, let's go to Freddie quickly. Freddie, what's up?
Got one, Freddie.
What's up, Junkie?
Hello, Freddie. Fred. We talked to Coach Trotz about the no-shot move, which scored on the Caps last night. Who scored that goal?
Was it Elvie?
No, because it was the opponent against Braden Holtby. It was Kucherov.
Nikita Kucherov. I make Holtby do split goal.
The puck
goal between
just
leg.
Slides on the ice between yep. the pads as he makes a couple of moves.
It works. It's an effective
he makes
move.
A couple moves, but doesn't touch the puck.
Yep.
All right, one more. Let's go to Bill. Bill, what's up?
Bill.
What's up?
Hello, Bill. The Caps face the Maple Leafs in Annapolis on March 3rd. The Caps eliminated the Leafs last year in the playoffs. What was the series score?
The series score was 4-2.
Correct. All right, you survive. We have three survivors so far in the first round with two more callers to go. We'll come back with more Cap Survivor and the much-anticipated EB Top 5 Sex Tape List right here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.